Hello, welcome to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio, where great music comes as standard. It's a real mixed bag of tunes this week, and a bit of trivia from myself as usual. So join me as I play the music that matters and pay homage to bands and artists that play under the radar of the mainstream radio. Feel free to contact me. You can do so by all the usual methods. Insta and Twitter at SmileRadio3. You can email me, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. So let's do this. Kicking off today's show, I have The Wild Hearts, a band that the British rock press have basically wet dreams over. Creatively brilliant and completely out of control, and they were led by the charismatic lunatic Ginger. The group have had a turbulent career, but have also produced some inspired hard rock tunes, and they are currently touring the UK. This is Dislocated.
We'll be right back.
that's a great start to show number 27. 24, not 27. I've been corrected by Nathan there. Getting ahead of myself. But 24 shows in. Not bad going, is it? Now, that was Los Angeles Doom Rockers Black Prism with the very Sabbath-esque Satan's Country. That wouldn't really be out of place on Black Sabbath Volume 4, if I'm honest. It was taken from their critically acclaimed self-titled debut album, which was digitally released on Christmas Day 2016. I'm sure I'll be playing plenty more of their stuff in future shows. Right, next up we've got The Company Band. They're an heavy metal band from Los Angeles, and they formed way back in 2007. Enjoy, this is Black Light Fever. You're listening to The Alternative Jukebox with The Godfather.
Fall down to the knees and stare at the sun.
Oh, some nice riffs there. Ah, you got carried away there, didn't you? Air guitars going on. Nathan nearly forgot to put me live on air there. Playing Football Manager. Yeah. Some nice riffs there and some pretty decent growling. That was In Suffering from Elephant Tree. They started out with a duo in 2013. Then our four-piece. And the style is quite difficult to pigeonhole, really. To put them into any one particular subgenre, anyway. They've been most likely to doom metal, stoner rock. However, Elephant Trees, sound does range from progressive right through to the blues, I would say. Right, next on the jukebox, some overdriven misanthropic garage rock and roll from the Hip Priests. They come from Lincoln, Nottingham, and since their inception in 2007, the Hip Priests have released 24 7-inch singles, 4 albums and 3 EPs. They're fiercely independent and driven. The Priests have preached their high energy sermons across the tours of the UK, Europe and America. Their live show is pretty hot, apparently. This is a top tune, and it's just for you, Alex Corbett, bassist with Hull Punk Rockers, Filthy Filthy. P.S. Thanks for the T-shirt, guys. Love it. This is Instant Delinquent.
We never grew up. Instead, we merged ourselves like animals into a herd and became a gang. People couldn't understand us now. We'll be right back.
King from black metal band Satyricon. They were the first Norwegian black metal band to join multinational record label EMI, so there you are. Hey, calm down now, Nathan. He's back in the mosh pit, throwing shapes about like a demented giraffe. But there you go. Regarding merchandise, we've just been talking about this. Like I say, it's all greatly received, isn't it? You know, it's a 2XL and an XL and a large. If any of you got out there, CDs will take anything. fat and fatter. Yeah, we've got that anyway. Right, coming up now, we've got Fighting Caravans. They're an unsigned band from Leeds, taking influence from early American blues, contemporary rock, and the group do deliver quite a bold social commentary akin to the sounds of Fat White Family, Queen of the Stone Age. This is Tyrannosaur. We'll be right back.
products from advertisers. The chat they're being sold, the nasty people who run this place, becoming oh so bold as there's the reckoning.
This is the Codfather's Alternative Jukebox with me, obviously, the Codfather. And that was ukulele punk rock from Leeds trio Speed Dinosaurs with Am I Alone? The band wanted to set up and play anywhere, so started jamming on ukulele, double bass and a cajon. Now, they've also got some up-and-coming shows now the weather's got a little bit better. So there you go. I actually think that Fighting Caravan's Tyrannosaur could be my song of the week, by the way. But anyway... Up next, we've got One Sided Horse, formed 4 years ago after Mark. He was a drummer, singer with the Evil Buzzard, decided to try his hand at writing more relaxed music. He bought a cheap guitar and with his knowledge of four chords, he set on the road to becoming a singer-songwriter. After months of painful fingers and trying to write mature songs, a chance meeting with Steve Firth from Yorkshire indie band Embrace, helped him on this musical journey. That would be One Sided Horse. This is Still in Space.
Still in space, floating without you to hold me. There's no air around me. Breathe for me, I need you. And I will reach out to you. Thank you.
you find out. I need a car, you need a guide, who needs a map. If I don't die or worse, I'm gonna need a nap. At best I'll be asleep when you get back. I wanna see it when you find out what comets, stars and moons are all about. Wanna see their faces turn to backs of heads and slowly get smaller. Wanna see it now. Wanna see.
Was Car from one of the most popular indie rock acts of the 90s, Built to Spill, who formed in Idaho back in 1993. Right, on we go to Mothership, heavy rock trio from Dallas, Texas, blasting out pure honest rock and roll, and their goal from day one was to carry on the classic rock style of the 70s, updated and amped up for the modern day. This is City Nights.
Traveling bands making one night stands. other shit.
Heavy, man. Heavy, groovy, fuzzy. That's what it is, man.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah.
We'll be right back.
what a tune. Some nice punchy rock beats in there. That was The System by Serotonin. They're a three-piece hard rock grunge band from the northwest of England. They've been gigging since they were 10 year old. It shows that, so, you know. That's quality music there. Right, what we got next? What we got next? You've been waiting for this, haven't you, Nath? Wobbly Bob. A seven-piece ska band from Huddersfield, West Yorkshire. They've gained a significant following by basically jumping around a lot whilst playing catchy chorus, drinking songs and 80s and 90s covers. They're featured on BBC's Introducing as the band of the moment. And if you don't enjoy Wobbly Bob, apparently you don't like fun, you miserable lot. All the songs are available at wobblybob.bandcamp.com. This is Confusion. of punky reggae there with the Codfather. Oh, I'm loving that. That was Old Band Counting Coins and What Gives You the Right. Fusing a myriad of influences, ska, punk, hip-hop, and they really do take their party starting raucous live shows to festivals and venues all over the UK and Europe for you to skank, pogo, mosh, jig and polka. And I'm loving it. Nathan, are you finished bouncing? Absolutely. Well, that's about it. I'm just about done for this week. That's the jukebox about to be unplugged. So thank you, Nathan Downs, Dr. Haynes, Smile Radio, and of course you for listening. I've been the Codfather. You've been tuned into the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. If you've missed a show, pop over to www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. You want to be considered for the playlist? Send me an original tune to thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. And seeing us out this week is Kildren, a 2-bit rave punk band with a smelly attitude. They pen politically charged slapstick anthems and form the ideal soundtrack to the basically the worst generation in history. That's their words, not mine. This is Blood Runs Blue. I'll catch you next week.
Run blue. Get with the program and squeeze these leeches. Televised lizards.